This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد أمرنا الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم ما بعد. There should be no doubt in anybody's mind that the events that display themselves on the fabric of this universe and this earth today for all of us, that doubt should not be there that we are going through a very difficult time. As a matter of fact, we're going through a time of fitna, a test. And the word fitna in the Arabic language, as many of you may have already known, is to take something that was very precious, such as gold, which has impurities in it, and you put it in fire to remove those impurities. And that process is called fitnatu dhahab, i.e. the cleansing of the gold. And the trials and tests that we are going through are just the beginning of what may come, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us. And to sit down and enumerate, and if you do remember the last time that I was here, we talked about the fitna of Dajjal. And we talked about how that is the greatest fitna. But between that Dajjal and our fitnas, there are lots that are going to take place. Ali radiallahu anhu, as it is mentioned in Tirmidhi and many of the Seerah books, a story. Although the story has some da'af, but the meaning of the hadith itself, as the ulama have said, is absolutely accurate because it is verified by every single ayah of the Quran. And the story is that Ali radiallahu anhu, he was sitting and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in the majlis. And he turns to Ali radiallahu anhu and he says, Ala, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, Ala, innaha satakunu fitnah. Indeed, there is going to be this great trials that the ummah is going to be inflicted. Satakunu, i.e. this is about to happen. Right? Sa is for an qareeb, something that is going to happen. As soon as the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, Umar, and after that, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, after that fitan began. All the trials and tribulations on the ummah from that time till today. Faqult, i.e. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I said, Mal makhraju minha? Ya Rasulullah, how do we get out of these trials and tribulations? How do we get out of these fitnas? Now, obviously, we are living in a very rational time where everything is through rash. What is the hikmah? Why did Allah say this? Well, this hukum of Allah doesn't make sense. I need to be able to, before I submit, I need rationality, I need rational proofs. Right? If we were there at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, we would be asking such questions. But Ali radiallahu anhu's tarbiyah was done at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, he's not concerned about rationality. He knows that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says is true. And he says, "Mal makhraju minha?" How do we get out of it? Today, that is the number one question we need to ask. We have so many debates. Everyone has their own solution to how to get out of it. We have to protest more. Perfect.
We have to do this more. Perfect. We have to do this. We have to boycott this. Everyone is presenting solutions. What is the solution of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get out of this fitna is what we need to hear. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Qal kitabullah." It's the book of Allah. You want to get out of these fitnas? By holding on to the kitab of Allah. Now, as we go through this hadith, it's going to enumerate a few things. But I want to pause and reflect on the state of ummah and our connection with the kitabullah. First, in this entire audience, I see that the hall capacity says 597 plus the sisters at the back and the children. We would, by the time the Jummah, at the end of Jummah, we would roughly be around 600 to 700 people easily. What percentage of these individuals can accurately recite Suratul Fatiha without mistakes? We don't need to go far. We don't need to become an alim. We're just something we need for our daily five prayers. Suratul Fatiha, to recite it without lahan jali, without major mistakes. Add to that, how many of us would have a deeper understanding of that Suratul Fatiha, or even just the translation? We don't need to go far. We have left as an ummah at wholesale Quran. We have jumped on to every single type of solution to fix the gap, to fix the space, fix that emptiness that can only be filled by the Quran. You say there is a halaqah about tafsir of the Quran, 10-15 people will show up. You say we're having a halaqah about heart connections, heart talk. Everyone's gonna go, "Oh, it's heart. I need to, my heart's aching." That heart talk ain't gonna fix you if you don't connect with the Quran. Right? This, again, we have to be realistic about this. There is no way, no matter how high the maqam of an alim, the kalam of alim is going to supersede kalam Rabbil Alameen. It can't happen. When I hear ayats from the Quran, if I am not moved greater than the way I am moved by the words of a scholar, then we have a problem in that equation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Kitabullah," it's the book of Allah. Why? "Fihi naba'un ma qablakum." Naba'un ma qablakum. It has news for the people that came before you. Notice how the hadith did not say fihi khabarun. There's a difference between naba and khabar. Khabar, kullu naba in khabar. Walaysu kullu khabar in naba. Every news, khabar is news. Naba is khabarun azimun dhu fa'ida. It is a great news, i.e. it has an impact in your life and it is beneficial to you. When you get that news, it provides you benefit. Just a quick reflection. فِيهِ نَبَأٌ مَا قَبْلَكُمْ. Surah Al-Baqarah has 286 ayat. 115 ayat, they speak about Bani Israel. That's almost 40% of Surah Al-Baqarah. The first surah that you are introduced to in the Quran after Surah Al-Fatiha is all about how not to be like them. How not to be like them. Be careful, they were given the book. They were given this. They broke their promises. They did this, they did this. All of that, how not to be like them. فِيهِ نَبَأٌ ما قبلكم and خبر ما بعدكم. And now this is different. Over here Rasulullah says, and you're going to get information about what is going to happen in the future. There are predictions in the Quran about what is going to come. Some of those predictions are wadih kashams, and others, they are clear like the sun. And there are others, ma bayna sutur, they are between tadabbur. You have to ponder. And when you ponder and reflect more, you get to understand more. Okay? وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ It is the criterion through which you and I, if we have issues amongst us, Kitabullah is there as a criterion to rectify that issue between us. وَهُوَ الْفَصْلُ الَّذِي وَهُوَ الْفَصْلُ لَيْسَ بِالْهَزْلِ It is a decisive criterion. يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ It separates between that which is haqq and which is batil, non-righteousness. And it is not hazl, it's not a joke. Its content are not a joke, it's a matter of serious understanding. مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مِنْ جَبَّارٍ قَسَمَهُ اللَّهُ And this is related to the leaders of the Muslim Ummah. That if they stop using Quran as the source of legislation, qasamahullah, Allah will sever them. If you read the tafsir of this, and if you read the sharh of this, it says, Allah will sever them from His rahmah. Allah will sever them from izzah. Allah will sever them from karama. Allah would sever, i.e. the leaders and then us, vis-a-vis. We all know the shaheed that we had last week, very famous. When he passed away, that same week in the khutbah in the morning, I viewed over 200 khutbahs in the last 24 hours after his death, and only two khutbahs talked about him. Over the 200 khutbahs that were live streamed on YouTube in major masajid across the Muslim world, only two people spoke about him. So when we leave Quran as a legislator, then this is the consequence. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man ibtagha al-huda," and if somebody wants to seek guidance, "fi ghayrihi," you choose any other source other than the Quran, "adallahu Allah," you will be misguided. You may gain some religious knowledge, but it won't be accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. I remember when I went for my studies, and this is right after we attended the Ilm Summit in 2008 with Sheikh Waleed Bisyuni and some of the mashayikh at that time in Houston, I got motivated and I said, I need to go and learn. And when I went there, my teacher, they met me, and almost all of them, they said, how much Quran do you know? Can you recite Quran properly? I said, no, Shaykh, but I want to learn this amazing book. And he's like, one of my Shaykh, he says, من الذي حملك عن الكتب وتركت القرآن? Why did you get involved in the books and you can't even recite Quran? Today, you have people who are graduating from in these lands, graduating from Madaris, Ma'ahid, they're graduating from institutions with a degree in 5 years and they have read Tafsir of Taftazani or Madri Aish. And then you ask that guy to lead the Salah and he can't even recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Ajib, our priorities as a community is off. In the past, they would say that somebody who would get a status within the community, they said, whosoever would memorize and understand Surah Al-Baqarah, فَقَدْ جَدَّ فِينَا i.e. if you understood Surah Al-Baqarah, then you would get the status of being like an elder in the society. Today you have so many huffaz of the Quran, they don't even understand anything. And it has become a status symbol. When I go to new communities, they will be like, Assalamu alaikum, my name is Abdul Basit, I have a son who's a hafiz. How does that add any value to you? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sorry, the Prophet says, هُوَ الْحَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ This This Quran is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we hold on to it, right? That's why Allah says in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And don't divide yourselves in the community. Then he says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَهُوَ الذِّكْرُ الْحَكِيمُ. You want wisdom and remembrance, and you want to be remembered, reminded of wisdoms, you will find them in the Quran. وَهُوَ صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Through the Quran, you will find the straight path. وَهُوَ الَّذِي لَا تُزِيغُ بِهِ الْأَهْوَاءِ. This is the book, if you understand it in the Arabic language, your desires, your nafs is not going to be able to come and deviate you from that. وَلَا تَلْتَبِسُ بِهِ الْأَلْسِنَةِ. You have no tongues are going to be able to convolute the recitation of it. The greatest mu'jiza is that if you go to Kenya, if you go to any of these places, if you go to Ethiopia, if you go to Pakistan, if you go to India, China, people who have memorized the entire Quran with proper tajweed, with proper recitation, they don't know what the meaning is. But their tongues are incapable. If any Arab comes and recites, the ajam will correct him. They may not know the meaning, but the tongues, they are ya'jaz al-lisan. That once you know the Quran, it becomes impossible for you not to read it correctly. وَلَا يَشْبَعُ مِنْهَا الْعُلَمَاء. And the scholars, they cannot get enough of the Quran. It is mentioned, if you read the stories of the ulama of the past with the Quran. For example, A'mash. It is mentioned about him that he told his daughter that he pointed to a pillar of the masjid. And he was about to leave this earth. And he was smiling. And they said, why are you smiling? He said, I smile because I know that underneath that pillar, I have finished the Quran 400 times in my life. Recently, there is a sheikh in Morocco, and he's well known, and his video has been circulating online. He has listened to the Quran cover to cover of Huffaz more than 7,000 students. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Imagine the iman of that person. The ulama, they can't get tired of reading the Quran. May Allah make us from that. And then, وَلَا يَخْلَقُ أَنْ كَثْرَةِ الرَّدِ. You don't get bored. You don't get bored at all of repetition of the Quran. And then it says, وَلَا تَنْقَضِي عَجَائِبُهُ. And it has amazing things in the Quran. From the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till today, people can't stop writing enough about the Quran. Just yesterday, Safwatul Athar, right? It's a printed copy of a tafsir from the ulama of Najd. And Safwatul Athar, I came across this because my own shipment was lost, so I lost my copy and I was looking for a PDF version. And I had forgotten that just for Surah Al-Fatiha, Shaykh Al-Dawsari, just for Surah Al-Fatiha, he has dedicated a Mujallad Kamil. Over 400 pages on just the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. And then in the end of it, he says, وَهَا أَنَا اِخْتَسَرْتُ الْمَوْضُ. يعني, I could write a lot, but I said people are going to get tired of 400 pages, so I did a summary of that, which I had to say about Surah Al-Fatiha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to truly connect with the message of the Quran. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. In the end, we finish the hadith. It says, مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهِ أُجِرْ. If we act upon the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ajr. There's a beautiful kitab written. It's called Quran At-Tadabbur Wal-Amal. Tadabbur Wal-Amal. It's a consortium effort of multiple scholars, over 20 scholars that put together. And if you're in Arab, mashallah, it is translated. It's very easy to read. If you're not in Arab, there are few translations that are coming out. I think just 30th, few of the surahs are out there. But it is beautiful because one page you read and in the bottom it says, here are the three things you have to put in practice today with this page of the Quran. هذا العمل الذي نعمل به. This is what the Quran tells, this page tells us to put into action. It has taken away your thinking. Just follow and say, I read this page today. What are the points of amal I need to do? You follow those points and bismillah. وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِهِ عَدَلٍ. And if we use the Quran as a source of legislation, then there is no greater justice. وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And if we become callers to others to come to this Quran, Allah with the barakah of that calling will take you to Sirat al-Mustaqim. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the end, he says, خُذُوهَا. Take it. Take this. Don't leave this Quran. Take it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who hold on to the Quran. In the end, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed day to send salutations on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslimin kathira. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this blessed day of Friday to protect every single one of us in our imans. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you know what is in our hearts. We come to you on this Friday with weak imans. And we hope in your mercy and your rahmah. Oh Allah, do not deprive us on this day from your rahmah. Oh Allah, let not any one of us leave this masjid except that you have forgiven all of our sins. And you have confirmed the protection of iman of every generation to come. Ila yawmil qiyamati ya rabbal alameen. We ask you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have not honored the Quran the way it was supposed to be honored. O Allah, do not hold us accountable for that. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this blessed day to connect our hearts with the Quran and make us from those people who recite the Quran day in and day out. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give us the tawfiq to recite Surah Al-Kahf today. For those of us who have recited, Allah puts barakah in them and provides them the nur that was promised. And for those who haven't recited, Allah gives them the tawfiq to recite before Maghrib. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our brothers and sisters in Gaza, our brothers and sisters in Sudan, our brothers and sisters in Kashmir, our brothers and sisters in Bangladesh, our brothers and sisters in every single part of the world are suffering. Oh Allah, ease their suffering. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect their bloods. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect their sanctity, to protect the sanctity of our sisters in Gaza, protect the sanctity of our sisters in Sudan and all other parts of the world. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all of these affairs are, in a simple term, kun fayakun. Oh Allah, make ease for our brothers and sisters with your kun fayakun. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our ummah has suffered for too long. Do not let our sins be the cause of that suffering. Please provide ease to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And provide every single one of us the tawfiq to carry on the banner of Quran and the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah to every corner of this earth. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we become a source of providing hidayah to the people around us. And we become a source of blessing and rahmah for the people of America. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our ummah is going through difficult times. Allow us to be from those who worship you with true sincerity in these difficult times. And make us from those when you make ease for us, that we are the ones who come to the masjid and fill the masajid in those ease times. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect the mal, the money, the health of every single one of us here. And provide us shifa and kamila if anyone is suffering with any diseases. And we ask you, Allah, that if any one of us has lost any of our relatives, and if any one of us has lost any of our fathers and mothers and grandfathers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises their ranks in the qabr. And makes their qabr a piece of paradise. And provides them the nur and hidayah of light. And makes every single one of us who have left behind a mother, father or grandfather, that you become from those where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. Give us the tawfiq to make dua for our parents if they have been deceased, and to provide sadaqa jariya for them if they are deceased. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا فإنه الغفور الرحيم وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.